Think about the people who built your local aviation community. The guy who shows up every Saturday to help with the Young Eagles flights. The woman who coordinates the fly-in every spring. The member who quietly handles the book so everyone else can focus on flying. These are volunteers who give their time because they love this thing we do. Now imagine finding out that one of them used that trust to steal nearly $125,000 from the organization. I'm Tower on ATIS Radio Hangar's Aviation News Hour, and today we're talking about something that happened in Florida, something that matters not just to one Experimental Aircraft Association chapter, but potentially to every aviation club, flying organization, and pilot association in the country. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, back to Florida. The Highlands County Sheriff's Office has charged a Florida business owner with grand theft and related charges after an investigation found he took nearly $65,000 from the local Experimental Aircraft Association chapter, where he served as treasurer. Investigators also say he attempted to take nearly $60,000 more before the scheme was uncovered. We're talking about close to $125,000 total from an organization built on volunteer work and small donations of people who love aviation. This was reported by AOPA. Full story is at aopa.org. Let's start with some context about what the EAA actually is, because not every listener lives and breathes chapter culture. The Experimental Aircraft Association was founded in 1953 by Paul Poberesny in his basement in Milwaukee. It started as a place for home builders to share information and passion. Today, the EAA has more than 200,000 members and hundreds of chapters around the world. You probably know them best for AirVenture Oshkosh, the world's biggest air show held every summer in Wisconsin, but the chapter network is really the heart of the organization. Local chapters run Young Eagles programs that have given free introductory flights to over 2 million kids. They host fly-ins, they share tooling for home builders, they mentor student pilots. They are, in many ways, the grassroots foundation of general aviation in this country, and they run on trust. Most EAA chapters are small organizations. The budgets range from a few thousand dollars to, in some cases, well into six figures for well-established chapters with hangars, equipment, and active programs. The people who manage those funds are volunteers. They are not career accountants or finance professionals. They are pilots and aviation enthusiasts who said yes when someone asked if they'd handle the treasurer role. That is exactly the environment this case exploited. The man charged in Highlands County was both a business owner and a mechanic, and he was serving his local EAA chapter as treasurer. That is an elected or appointed volunteer position. You typically write the checks, manage the bank accounts, collect dues, pay bills, file the paperwork for the organization's nonprofit status, and report back to the membership on the financial health of the chapter. It requires trust, it requires integrity, and in most chapters, it requires shockingly little oversight. Here's what you need to know about why this kind of fraud happens in volunteer organizations. There is a concept in accounting called separation of duties. The idea is simple. Don't let one person control the entire financial process. The person who approves an expense should not be the same person who writes the check. The person who reconciles the bank statement should not be the same person who handles cash deposits. When you have separation of duties, fraud requires collusion, which is much harder to pull off. In small volunteer organizations, separation of duties is often impossible. You have one treasurer, maybe a president who signs off on big expenditures if the bylaws require it, but realistically, in a chapter of 30 or 40 members, the treasurer is doing everything financial, and the board trusts them because they are a chapter member. They are one of us. That trust is the vulnerability. The Highlands County case does not appear to be the work of a sophisticated financial criminal. This was not some complex scheme with shell companies and offshore accounts. The investigation found a treasurer who had control over chapter funds and used that control to take money. Whether it was unauthorized withdrawals, fraudulent payments, or some other mechanism, investigators found enough evidence to charge him with grand theft, which in Florida is a serious felony. The threshold for grand theft in Florida is generally set at $750 or more. At nearly $65,000 in confirmed theft, the charges carry real weight. We are not talking about a misdemeanor. We are talking about a first or second degree felony, depending on the amount and circumstances, with potential prison time attached. Nearly $65,000 was confirmed taken. Another nearly $60,000 was attempted. That is not a rounding error. For a small EAA chapter, that is existential money. That is the budget for Young Eagles flights for years. That is hangar rent and maintenance. That is the insurance policy. That is the fly-in that brings the community together every spring. When a chapter loses that kind of money, it does not just hurt financially, it damages trust in the organization itself. Members ask, how did we not know? Why did not someone catch this sooner? Those are fair questions. The answers are uncomfortable. Most aviation clubs and EAA chapters do not have formal financial audits. Hiring an outside accountant to review the books every year can feel like an unnecessary luxury for a small nonprofit. What they often have instead are informal reviews. A board member glancing at the statements, an annual report to the membership at the chapter meeting. That works fine when everyone is honest. It is completely inadequate when someone has decided to steal. The recommended practice for organizations like this is an internal audit committee, a small group of chapter members, ideally with some financial background, who review the treasurer's records periodically. Not as an accusation, just as standard procedure. Every transaction gets a second set of eyes. Bank statements get reconciled by someone who is not the treasurer. Checks above a certain dollar amount require two signatures, dual authorization. You would not let one crew member fly the plane alone. Do not let one person run the finances alone either. These are not complicated controls. They are basic fiduciary hygiene. There is something else that most aviation clubs have never heard of and probably should look into. It is called a fidelity bond, or in modern terms, a crime insurance policy. This is a type of insurance that covers an organization against theft or embezzlement by its own officers and employees, including volunteers. Nonprofit crime insurance exists specifically for situations like this one. It is not expensive relative to the protection it provides. You pay a relatively modest annual premium, and if someone steals from your chapter, the policy covers the loss up to the limit you selected. The EAA National Organization has resources for chapters on governance and financial management. Some national organizations even offer group crime coverage to their chapters as part of membership. If your chapter is affiliated with a national organization, it is worth asking whether that coverage exists, what it covers, and whether you are actually enrolled. Do not assume you are protected, verify it. Let me put this more directly. If you are involved in any aviation organization right now, an EAA chapter, a flying club, an AOPA pilot community, a warbird group, a type club, any organization where members pool money for any purpose, pull up your bylaws. Find the section on financial controls. If it does not specify dual signatories on checks above a certain threshold, add that language. If it does not require an annual review of financial records by someone other than the treasurer, add that too. If your chapter does not have a written policy on how money is handled, now is the time to write one. This is not exotic knowledge. It is basic nonprofit management. And it is worth an hour of your chapter's time. There is another dimension to this that I want to address, because it comes up every time something like this happens in a tight-knit community. Aviation people tend to trust other aviation people. When you have flown together, shared hangar space, volunteered at the same Young Eagles Day, there is a bond. It does not automatically mean someone is trustworthy with money, and when a theft does happen inside a small community, there is often a reluctance to pursue it aggressively. People say things like, let's not damage the chapter's reputation, or maybe it was a misunderstanding. That reluctance is understandable. It is also exactly what predatory actors count on. The Highlands County Sheriff's Office investigated and charged this individual. That is appropriate. Grand theft is grand theft regardless of whether the victim is a corporation or a volunteer aviation chapter. The investigation and prosecution sends a message that matters beyond this one chapter. Organizations like this will be taken seriously as crime victims, and perpetrators will face real consequences. That outcome only happens if members report it, if they go to law enforcement, if they do not try to handle it quietly inside the organization. Now think about the membership of that Florida chapter for a moment. They paid dues, they donated time and money to chapter activities, they trusted a fellow aviator to be responsible with the community's resources. Now they are dealing with the legal aftermath, the financial damage, and the harder work of rebuilding trust inside the organization. That is a heavy thing to carry, and it happens more than people realize. Not just in aviation clubs, but in sports leagues, church groups, neighborhood associations. Anywhere people pool money and manage it informally, the same vulnerabilities exist. The perpetrators tend to be people in trusted positions who have been there long enough that oversight becomes routine and oversight becomes lax. The good news, if there is any to find here, is that the Highlands County investigation worked. Someone noticed something wrong. Someone reported it. The sheriff's office took it seriously. the evidence was sufficient for criminal charges. The system, in this case, did what it is supposed to do. The preventive work, the controls and audits, and dual signatures, those things are what keep it from reaching the sheriff's office in the first place, and they protect the treasurer as much as anyone else. When you have clear documentation of every transaction, when records are reviewed regularly, when multiple people have visibility into the finances, it is nearly impossible to falsely accuse an honest treasurer of wrongdoing. The documentation clears them, the controls protect everyone at the table. If you are serving as treasurer of any aviation organization right now, consider reaching out to your board and asking for a formal financial review. Not because anyone suspects anything, because it is the right standard of care, and it protects you as much as it protects the chapter. Any board worth serving on will understand that. And if you're a chapter member who has never thought much about this, ask your treasurer how the books get reviewed. Not accusatorially, just as an engaged member who cares about where the organization is headed. Because these chapters are the infrastructure of general aviation at the grassroots level. When they lose money to fraud, real programs disappear. Real kids do not get their Young Eagles flight. Real home builders lose the resources and mentorship they need. General aviation is fighting on enough fronts already. Rising costs, access issues, regulatory pressure, pilot population trends. We cannot afford to lose ground to theft from within our own community. Sources today from AOPA. Find their full story at AOPA.org and more at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Mind your airspace and mind your books.